Speaking about being with people, it's time to bring in Thorin Christiandottir from Main Street Magazine. You'll find them for free pickup throughout the tri-state region at various locations, and also their website, mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome Thorin in once again. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Busy weekend this weekend, I'll tell you.
Yeah, don't forget the walk for the Ukraine in Millersburg.
That's going on as well. That's right. That's going
on
Saturday. That's going on as well. And the big thing to me, though, is it's been 2 years in the making, and that health center at Weebatuck Central School for the Weebatuck School District, where you're going to have health care for your kids, whether or not you've got a doctor or not, and to celebrate all that is just huge. They've been working on that for 2 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there's a lot going on the New York side of the border and on the Connecticut side of the border. So
yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let us go to the magazine that covers Places Without Borders.
Yeah.
The area that we live in. Great story by C.B. Wismar, True Believer.
Yep. The stories of Torsten Gross and his Just Hands Racing Foundation. And it's an incredible story about his racing career, but he is in a wheelchair, but he had his car outfitted so that he uses just his hands.
I've heard about this, and I've seen some reports about it, and people should really read the article in the magazine or on the web, because I know somebody who lost the ability to walk in the Iraqi war. And he has adapted in so many different ways. He's participated in so many different things. That is a whole world of difference what goes on now when somebody, for whatever reason, becomes handicapped and can't use their legs. And this is just a story that will bring sunshine out to you even on a rainy day.
Oh, for sure. And Torsten seems to be an incredible person from talking with him, and also from reading CB's article on him and how he approaches things, and that he just views things with, as you said, a ray of sunshine.
So that is a terrific article. All right, so I want to move on to a different story, and that is a story that you have on the walkway over the Hudson, which I always thought it was a great idea. I think everybody always thought it was a great idea. I didn't think everybody thought it would become such a big economic boom, not only for that area, but for Dutchess County.
Yeah, the walkway, I have to admit that I've not walked it myself, even though I went to school in New Paltz and drove past it just about every day. But especially after reading this article, I'm dying to take the kids down there and walk it. But I too was surprised at the major impact that it has on the both sides of the river and the economy of it in both counties. But it's just wonderful to hear and just to realize that something like that that was once left to crumble and it was brought back to life has had such a positive impact.
It really is amazing, and it echoes the impact that the rail trail has had. I know there's a lot of people that, when the rail trail was first proposed, had their doubts in it. But once again, every town that rail trail goes through, and the more towns that connect to it and the farther it goes, sees an economic boom from it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's a
draw for the area, and it makes it even more appealing in many ways.
And speaking about rail trail, I yesterday had a terrific interview with the new owners, the Bash Bish Bike Shop. I spoke with two of the owners, and they're getting set. They're open right now, but they're getting set up for their grand reopening celebration. It really is a terrific story about a shop that's been around for a long time and a lot of people have depended on. Owner just finally had it. He was going to get out of business, and a confluence of events had three partners come together who all like biking, and they're going to continue on the tradition and improve upon it.
For sure. So it's Jordan, Chris, and Gabriel. And we see Chris all the time in Millerton, and he said it's going really well. They're super excited about it. They're passionate about it. And so they've been really encouraged by not just working with the previous owner who was set to retire, but also with the community who have embraced them. And they're just passionate about biking.
Yeah, it was, you know, I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but 16 minutes later, I just got a whole bunch of information about life really is strange, the way things come together, and the way people develop and grow. Gabriel did a show for us for a while before COVID really got in the way, a reggae show.
Cool.
Yeah, but unfortunately, COVID came in and kind of, you know, tightened up his family life and his business life, so we had to stop it. But it was great to hear from again and see what they're doing up at the Bash Bish Bicycle Shop. All right. Now, you've got a profile here on Sue Serino, and you've got it titled Driven to Lead.
This is one of our ongoing political profiles that we've been doing, and as our readers may have noticed, we have featured all kinds of people profiles who are just happen to be in some sort of political position, whether that be left, right, or in the center, or anywhere in between. So we don't discriminate, but we view this as a way to get to know these people who are in office and who we can communicate with our wants and needs and our community needs. And Sue is, I found to be very interesting to hear her side, you know, coming, living in, or working in Dutchess County myself, and having her be a representative of our area, and to hear what has driven her, how she came from being, you know, a small business owner and growing that, and realizing the needs of the community, and how that made her want to make a bigger impact and to get into politics.
You know, what's interesting about your the profiles you do, and sooner or later people are going to understand, separate politics from the person. You don't have to look at somebody and look at them as a Republican or a Democrat or as a liberal or a conservative. Separate their personality. You know, we used to be able to do that years ago in this country, where you could be a different parties, different a liberal or conservative, and you separated all that out, and you like the person for the person.
That's precisely what we've been trying to do, and that was the objective when we started. Our first profile was on Mark Molinaro. And, you know, we have done, you know, folks like, you know, in Sue's position all the way down to, you know, local judges and community leaders. And, you know, so it's not just, you know, we're looking for, you know, mayors or representatives of a county, but, you know, anyone and everyone in between who has some sort of position that makes an impact on a community, whether how big or small. And we would like to look at them from an individualistic position. And regardless of their politics, but to hear their story and why they do what they do, and you know how they view their community that they represent, and what they're trying to, in their own words, trying to achieve for that community and for their people.
We are speaking once again with Oren Christiansdottir, Main Street Magazine, available for free pickup around the tri-state region, and also MainStreetMag.com. Love this next story, The Tale of Two Flowers. Slow flowers.
So Palm, or Katriona Pike, has been our proofreader for a long, long time. But she is a woman of many talents, and she is an avid gardener, and she's an English gardener. And so she, now that it's kind of flower season, she has penned a piece for us about the slow flowers and distinguishing between, or explaining for us the difference between the two flowers, and whether you grow them locally or bring them from abroad, and what that means.
Yeah, you know, one thing, flowers and people that like flowers and grow flowers, it's kind of like bird watching. Like, I'm not a big flower person, but yet around my house, I planted flowers out front for annuals that come up every year, so I don't have to. But inside, I still have my mother's plants, which she had hanging inside at her house for 20 years. Well, now they've been hanging inside my house for 11 years, and I'd kill myself if anything ever happened to them. Really, you know, people and flowers, just another thing that makes your day, to me, makes your day a little brighter. That's all. Yeah.
For sure. And I, you know, I have black thumbs. I'm not allowed to touch anything, but I appreciate them. And so I appreciate the folks who are able to grow these beautiful flowers.
All right. Well, Main Street Magazine is the magazine. Also, the website, mainstreetmag.com, covering our region. And you're obviously, because we're approaching the middle of the month, you're already getting set for next month's issue, probably.
We are indeed working on June, and I have almost everyone's story, so I'm going to actually start laying stuff out today. And I know Ashley's been working really hard on ads, and so it's you know, it's always a fun thing, but it's been fun also in the last week or so to hear from like the guys at Bash Bish Bike and Stone Scazzo, who was also featured, and to hear the feedback that they've been getting from our readers. And and like Stone, in the first couple of days, he sold I think three of the small houses because of the article. And the guys from Bash Bish Bikes, they've had a lot of people walk in wanting to meet the owners. Okay. So that's really encouraging to you know that our readers are not just reading, but they're enjoying, and then they're going out and seeking out the subjects of our story. So that's been really rewarding to hear.
All right, Dora. Well, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Awesome. Stay warm in the sunshine.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Thorin Christian Dotter once again. Main Street Magazine. You can available to pick up the magazine wherever it is in our region, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web.